Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Download the Odyssey app and listen to The Drive with Carrington wherever you are.
Coming up in about 45 minutes, Jay Binkley will join us in studio. But let's head to the phone lines right now and head to Buffalo, New York to be joined by our next guest. His name is Sal Capaccio. He covers the Buffalo Bills for WGR in Buffalo. Sal, appreciate you hopping on. What's the mood in Buffalo? How is the mood in Buffalo following this breaking story with Von Miller that he's done for the rest of the year?
I think really it's initially shock. I mean, this was something we were not expecting. After the injury happened on Thanksgiving, there was a lot of fear of it. And that was, you know, super, you know, sad and people bummed. And then a lot of optimism about, you know, maybe him being able to come back, and Brandon Bean even saying that they were hopeful for that. And they're putting him on IR to, you know, hopefully give him some time. And then I think today's news was just shocking. There was no media reports about it, no national, no local, nobody reporting anything. I think, though, throughout the day, as, you know, the news hits, it's okay. Well, you know, you've lived through a game with him and, you know, you were okay last week and you already knew he was going to be out. So, you know, kind of let's roll here with what you got. That's really, you know, bummed. Obviously, people are bummed, but, you know, maybe what does it look like, you know, beyond this year, I think, is even some of the questions.
My impression is that Josh Allen is the most important player on the team and Von Miller is second. Is that a fair assumption?
I don't know if it is. I think Josh is clearly number one. I would not say Von Miller is most important, second most important. I think this offense would be dead in the water without Stephon Diggs. I mean, he isn't a clear elite number two wide receiver, and beyond him, they don't have a ton. They have some nice complementary pieces, nice pieces like Gabe Davis, who's inconsistent. And on the defensive end, honestly, I'd say maybe Matt Milano and Jordan Poyer are more important than Von Miller. Von Miller's great. There's no doubt. He's walking into the Hall of Fame. But, you know, you take Jordan Poyer with him on the field this year, the Bills are undefeated. And without him, they've had some struggles. With Matt Milano on the field, this defense plays much different. And Von's the closer. You know, he's the guy that gets the pass rusher. But, no, he doesn't play 100% of the snaps. Those other guys do.
Right now, we're talking to Sal Capaccio of WGR in Buffalo with the breaking news today that Von Miller is done for the rest of the season. What does Buffalo's pass rusher look like without Von Miller? I think back to the game against Kansas City, and I thought the big difference was Von Miller. He makes that play late that forces Mahomes to turn the football over, and Buffalo could put the game on ice. What does the pass rush look like now minus Von Miller?
Yeah, for sure. This is why you signed Von Miller, to be that missing piece in a game like Kansas City, hopefully in the playoffs. Right now they're not going to have him. And, you know, it's that third and six in the fourth quarter that Von comes up big. That's what he's known for. But now other guys have to step up. And, look, they have some – nice young pieces like Greg Rousseau. Boogie Basham played really well last week. Von was out. He played, I think, Greg Rousseau. He had an interception against Kansas City in the regular season last year, getting his arms up and batting it down. He's somebody that can step up. Ed Oliver is a very good pass rusher from the interior. But none of them are Von Miller. We know that. The Bills don't love to blitz. They have been blitzing a little bit more lately. They can generate some pressure that way. So what it looks like is some young guys who they like but aren't quite to the level yet and that can make some big plays at times, but not, I think, on a consistent basis to put pressure, and certainly not the players that you think are just going to make that play at some point in the fourth quarter.
Are you worried about Buffalo winning their division?
No. I mean, they may not win out. They have to do that, I think, maybe to get the number one seed and certainly the division, but they have the Jets coming up. They have the Dolphins coming up. They're already a game ahead of the Dolphins, two games ahead of the Jets. The Bills are back in a good spot. You know, they're still the best team in the AFC. You know, they're the number one seed. They've beaten all three division leaders. I don't think so. In fact, I think Miami, they have to go to LA this week and then they have to come to Buffalo. I think that's their biggest threat. And right now I think the Dolphins, you know, they're probably a team that you would think, isn't going to necessarily be able to handle both those teams, especially maybe Buffalo in a cold weather game on Saturday night in a week.
Last question here, Sal, and I appreciate your time. I look at Buffalo in a very similar place that Kansas City was before they finally got their ring. You're all in trying to win a Super Bowl. Does this change maybe your ceiling or expectations for the team, or is it still Super Bowl or bust in Buffalo?
Well, I think it's still Super Bowl or bust, but look, I always say to people, look at the betting lines. The Bills are the Super Bowl favorites before today, and they're going to be tomorrow, even with Von Miller's injury. I mean, they're regarded as the Super Bowl favorites. They're the team you have to beat in the AFC. They were 13 seconds away from beating the Chiefs last year without Von Miller. We all know what happened, and maybe that's the difference. But no, the expectation is still that this team can contend for and still win a Super Bowl. It's a big blow. There's no doubt about it. But they still have a terrific team. They've beaten Kansas City. They've beaten Baltimore. They've beaten Tennessee, the three division leaders. And I think, you know, it's still on track to have everything in front of them that they wanted to have all season.
That is Sal Capaccio joining us on the show today with WGR in Buffalo to talk about the top story in the NFL, Von Miller, future first ballot Hall of Famer, done for the rest of the season with a torn ACL. Sal, great stuff today, man. Appreciate you hopping on.
All right, you too, man. Thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.